You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. And joining us right now, I got to start off with a question.
Check one, check two.
Yeah, is my mic on?
That is the voice of the great Craig Carton and the sort of great Big Mac Chris McMonagle.
Sort of great.
Craig, I have a question for you.
You said you still got to prove it tonight. Yeah.
What's today?
What's today?
Yeah, what's today? Oh, I'm just curious what today is.
Here we go. It's going to be some kind of anniversary that I'm going to wear.
It's not an anniversary.
What's today's date?
Today's date is December 19th.
December 19th.
Everyone shut their mouths.
December 19th.
Don't feed them info.
I don't even have your phones on.
Good. That's the way I like it.
And by the way, he didn't give me anything.
Because he doesn't even know,
probably. Mr. Generational Talent.
I ask you because you're about to begin this great show, the Carton Show, with Craig Carton and Chris McMonagle.
I just came to say hello.
And I think it's important for that show, which I know will be successful.
Yeah.
It's important that you know this piece of information.
Obviously, I know it.
What is
today is the anniversary of one of the great moments in Jet history.
No.
Today
that was
is
a great guess.
It's not your birthday. You're July some.
It's not my birthday. Yeah. Why would I care about my birthday?
Is it your birthday?
It certainly is my birthday. Yes.
That's right. I knew I picked the right guy.
So that was my first test.
I told him last week, but he sent me a text saying happy birthday. I was like, not today, but remember? It's in like a week.
No. Did you remember?
I didn't. What's your name?
Well, welcome back, Craig. Good to see you.
Yeah, thank you. So obviously it's a privilege and a blessing for me to be back. And I just want to say something out of the gate. I am very sensitive to the fact that my coming back has not been good for everybody. I know you guys moving from afternoon drive, which I know means the world to you guys, to a different day part, isn't what you expected or wanted. And I appreciate the fact that you're doing it with a smile on your face and you're going to kill it in middays and be our lead-in, which is going to be great. But I'm sensitive to the fact that it's not what you guys wanted. And more than that, listen, Brandon and Sal didn't do anything wrong. It's a tough business we've all chosen, but it's a business we have chosen. And I thought they handled the news as well as anyone in the history of radio has ever handled it. I've done this for 34 years now. And in 34 years, I'm old. That's right. Tiki's a little older, but I'm old. And I've worked all over the country. I've never been in a situation where a radio station or company allowed someone who is not continuing at that station to still go on the air. Mm. And they never would have let those guys go on the air if there wasn't an amazing amount of trust and professionalism. And while I know it sucks for them, and I totally appreciate that, I'm sensitive to it, I also root for them and want the best for them. I'm sure they will land on their feet and do amazing things in the future in their careers. But I just want to say that publicly on WFAN that I get it.
Yeah,
I get it, and I'm sensitive to it, and I just want the best for those two guys. And unfortunately, that's not here right now, know, but you never know what the future holds.
Well, in the last couple of years, we've undivaed WFAN, so there's no that diva behavior anymore.
I'm back.
I was going to say, finish it.
I've been done now. By the way, so the architect, one of the first things he said to me when we did agree to do this, he goes, look, there's a lot of construction happening in the building. Do not be a prima donna. Mm. You're going to hear banging and hammers and
feel it.
Things.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't want to hear about it. It's happening. So I said, all right, fine.
Yeah, dude. You're going to hear it throughout shows. It's all over the
it's
place.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Listen.
I've noticed something about you.
I've lost weight. Thank you.
It's not that.
Damn it.
You constantly wear hats now. It's like you're afraid to show your baldness.
What's that about? Look, I'm bald. Uh-huh. I'm a well-known bald guy. But I would say this to you.
I watch your podcast, dude. You wear hats all the time.
Because here's the thing you can't appreciate.
What's that?
Real G's move in silence, like in lasagna.
What?
You don't understand.
Lasagna.
That's right.
It's just got a silent G in it.
Yeah. There you go. That's my guy.
What? What does that even mean?
Real G's
move
in silence like lasagna.
Yeah.
You don't hear the G in lasagna, Tiki. Come on.
Look, on who you're talking to. Yeah. Evan would say lasagna.
He might, by the way.
Yeah.
Look, when I was on FS1, a brilliant show that it was, I wasn't allowed to wear hats or hoodies. Mm. So I'm taking advantage of the fact that I can do what the hell I want now. Right.
Now, big question, because this has been asked of Big Mac a lot, so I'll ask both of you the question. Mm-hmm. Very important question, because I've heard five different callers ask you this question.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to talk on the show?
I believe I am. Mm-hmm. I think we worked that out. We just had lunch.
Where will you sit?
We haven't really worked that out, but I would imagine over here. Yeah. But I don't know. We haven't done any of this.
You look good right there.
I look good right here. The mic might not work, but it's okay. And I'm pretty sure I'm on camera. I think you're yet to see me. Oh, there I am.
Yeah.
Now, you don't want the side angle.
I don't want the side angle. Yes.
I think it's awkward to sit where you guys are sitting.
Completely.
I think it should be where Tiki is, and I think Evan should be where Chris is.
When we started doing our show, I sat where Big Mac is, far away from you because of the pandemic.
Right.
I even had to wear a mask for a while.
Well,
which is
your
story.
Wife made you.
Yeah. My wife made me. Oh, absolutely. Otherwise, I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
And when we started this show, I was forced. Like, you can't
because
sit there
anymore.
Because of SNY? SNY and even the architect was like, it's awkward for you to be that far away. That's and so not. I've gone back to, I know. I sit next to Tiki the way I sat next to Joe.
Yeah.
And it is kind of awkward, like 5 feet away from each other.
Because you can't look at each other.
Right.
Yeah. They also, I know they're redoing this entire thing and they're going to blow it up. They have to make the desk better. They have to. And it needs to be a standing option.
I'm talking about prima donna.
I
thought we were no prima donnas here.
I'm getting old, Greg. I need to stand.
Well, I think he'll see my face from wherever he sits. So it's really not a problem.
How could we not?
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. I think we'll be all right. Whatever the case may be.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah. Look, obviously, Chris worked with us.
Yes.
He's one of our producers and board ops, et cetera. And as much as there are negative stories in radio today and in this building over the last couple of days, there's also positive stories. Mm-hmm. Like Tommy gets his own show, which is something he's wanted to do for a long time. I don't know that he deserves it, but he's getting it, you know, which is why you can always tell. I know this is going to come back and bite me in the ass when I say it. I know exactly where you guys are going to go. But there's a reason the show isn't called the Tommy Lugar Show.
Well, that leads to...
After Hours allows for anybody to do it.
Well, that leads to the Carton Show.
Yes.
Why just the Carton Show? No Big Mac?
I just do what they tell me to do, but it's the Carton Show with... And we haven't figured out his name yet.
Well, that's another question.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. I even said to him just at lunch, we're at a Dorelay right here on Hudson Street, and I said to him... Do you even like the nickname C-Mac or Big Mac? Would you rather be Chris? Do you want to be McMonagall?
Yeah, what's your
radio? He's got to decide that.
Have you decided that?
I really haven't. I think it should be organic. When we did the show,
I
was really...
Tell the truth. You said call me daddy.
That's just between us.
I'm sorry.
But no, I started kind of as C-Mac, and then when I joined Carton and Roberts, it was Big Mac. So I was Big Mac for a long time. I've been C-Mac after. But if Craig calls me Big Mac, I have no problem.
There
would
be
with
a
it.
Lot of different names.
I don't want to tell him this is what you have to call me.
Like, well, you know what a lot of people call him? Brian Cashman's little bitch. So you could do that as well.
It's funny. There's one guy on Twitter that loves him that for a year and a half every
non-stop.
Day. If you ever come back, you got to work with Chris. Like, it's good. Blah, 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 whatever, right? And there's another guy who, and I can't say because it's a graphic reference, thinks that he has a special relationship with Aaron Boone's balls.
Yankee fans hate those 94 wins, man. They can't stand it.
That's Sean Morash's burner account over there.
Right. Yeah, he was the one.
He's another
one. He's a terrible.
You need a stage name, C-Mac.
All right, we'll
work on
it. You
need a stage name.
I think Big Mac works. I'm fine with that.
We'll figure it out. But it'll happen organically at some point.
Speaking of organic, and this is the other million-dollar question we all
have. Yes, I eat edibles every night.
For years, there would be a ceremony right before the start of the baseball season.
Yeah.
It would be a fandom reveal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that return, or do you come home as a Met fan?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
A great question.
Thank
I saw you. Steve Cohen's a tweet today called you an idiot.
Yes, he
and all Met fans idiots for being upset that he's now Hal Steinbrenner Jr. and how he's running his team, which is what's going on right now.
That includes
although,
Tommy, too.
They're going to have a payroll of $340 or $50 million. You can lock that in. But, I mean, are there any other ex-Yankees they could sign? Is there anybody left that played for the Yankees
three
that
failed closers
is available
was enough.
Now?
Yeah,
just,
Cody Bellinger.
Failed closers.
That's the guy you want.
This is the art
we'll
of
see.
Not answering a question.
Yeah, I'm going to answer that. So, no, I'm not doing a fandom reveal because I think it's a new show. You got to do new things.
Right.
We're debating whether or not the Pulse of the People comes back.
Oh, geez.
But outside of that little ditty, all new things, all new material, all new stuff. We're not going to go back and do what we did successfully a few years ago.
So who are you a fan of then?
I'm sorry?
See, I told you. The art of not answering a question.
A Jet fan. Big Knick fan. And by the way, last night's Knick game, that's championship medal right there. Half the team on the bench. House of horrors for us as Knick fans, and we still took care of business. That's a huge win.
I'm not joking because I got the email in my account as a season ticket holder, of course. You have an hour and a half to go to Madison Square Garden. They're letting fans pose in front of the cup. Not even joking. So are you
going
to do... Yeah, you're going to pose in front of the cup?
I was already with the cup at Dolan's house. Why would I need to do that in Madison Square Garden?
Did you drink anything out of that?
I'm going to give you I probably shouldn't do this now, but what not? Monday, January 5th.
Monday,
in
January.
Studio. Yeah. James Dolan.
How about that? Mm.
Yeah, Thursday, January 8th, in studio, Rob Manfred.
Oh, God. There's a lot of things you better ask him.
Right.
You know what? I'm not even going
to
bother you.
No, don't write
Big
to me.
Matt, there's a bunch of things you better ask that guy.
Yeah.
Like how much he hates baseball and why he's trying to ruin it.
He loves baseball.
Oh, okay. He just doesn't know how to talk
You can
about
email
it.
Me okay. at @petkelly@gmail.com.
Oh, that's
my Yankee podcast.
That's your name.
Yeah.
Did James Dolan, this is the assumption we've all made, and you know him. He's the reason the banner isn't being hung, correct?
Well, I haven't asked him that, but I would assume that's a very fair assessment.
That was his
decision.
Well,
first off, it's never been mandated. They would like you to raise a banner.
Right, which the Lakers and Bucks
did. The Lakers for a long time said, we are not raising a banner. And then LeBron said, but I want a banner. So they raised the banner
for him. Is that really how it happened?
100%. Milwaukee originally was not going to raise a banner, and then they acquiesced.
So the report that the NBA was mandating it was
never
nonsense.
True. Never true.
Just, it was just plain.
I wonder where I heard that over and over again.
They want you to raise a banner because they want to be taken seriously.
Right.
But it's team's discretion.
It's got to be a decade.
Look,
before it's
going to
be taken
if
seriously.
Bernard King's jersey as a Hall of Famer is given out to anybody who wants it and it's not in the rafters, James Dolan is not putting, as great as it was and I was all for it, is not putting the Emirates Cup banner in the rafters. And by the way,
at least you remember the name because I forgot.
Got it.
I'm not saying the name unless they pay me. I say Emirates.
Stop. You love the cup. You just prefer a bad team.
No, I do love the cup, but I call it the NBA Cup. Emirates isn't giving me money to say it. That's a sponsorship.
The NBA Cup, Emirates Cup. We're still champions.
No, you are.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to win the NBA championship?
I do. It's a lock. It's done.
It's a lock and it's done.
It's over. No one in the East is going to beat them.
I agree with you about that part.
Yeah, and the only team that I do concern myself with in the East is actually the Pistons. I'm not worried about anybody else but them. And in the West, look, you have a juggernaut. Like, here's what I'd ask you. If the Oklahoma City Thunder do what is now on the table to be done, break the record.
Right.
Like, win 74, win 75, 76, whatever the actual number is. Will we regard them the way we regard the Steph Curry Warriors, the Michael Jordan Bulls?
If they win a title, though. They got to win a championship. Because the Warriors didn't do it.
Correct. Which is why we always talk
They're
about Jordan.
They're not as famous as those teams were.
Like, it's a little different,
You knew every player on the Bulls. You knew every player almost on the Warriors.
And
we don't know every player on the OKC.
No, it's fair. And look, and their second best players played, what, 3 games this year?
Yeah, which is what's so scary.
Which is crazy. And they have more picks than anybody else.
No, and they're set up for the next how many years, 5 years?
Do you also agree with Craig that it's a lock, it's over, the Knicks are going to win the NBA title?
No, I think they're getting there.
Oh, okay.
They're going to the NBA Finals.
Not good enough. Not good enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
They'll hang a banner for
Look, the Thunder
Eastern
are a problem,
Conference
and
Champions.
Even though we beat the Spurs on Tuesday night, the Spurs are a problem, and they're going to be a problem for a long time. I say this, though. Yeah, I know I heard you guys talk a little bit in the other shows here as well about, the Knicks have the team taking off, and, we're all against. That wasn't load management. That was hungover management. And the NBA should never have a team that makes it to the finals play 48 hours later.
Right, that's why they don't enforce that anymore.
Right.
They used to enforce it. They don't enforce it anymore.
Because we're partying in Vegas. You think we want to go to Indiana 24 hours later?
But Brunson did. Here's the problem. And it's great.
Because Brunson's a baller.
Yeah. He is.
He's just that dude.
Different dude.
It's great the Knicks won because it makes this point like not matter anymore.
Yeah.
But they sat guys in a game that mattered while the NBA Cup game did not matter in terms of the regular season.
Right.
You don't gain anything from it. Right. So whether it's hangovers or management, load management, they put more stock in a game that has zero impact on you winning a championship versus a game that could based on getting the number one seed.
I think Tiki maybe can speak this better than us as a legitimate athlete. You don't know how to win until you win.
Exactly right.
Right?
You got to practice winning.
Right.
Success and being elite at something is not chance. It's habit. It's because you do it every day.
Right, that was a game seven.
100%.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was practice for how do you win a meaningful, high-pressure game, even though it's only high-pressure because someone arbitrary said it's high-pressure. It really is not a high
pressure.
We always hear
about these younger teams in every sport. Right. Well, they just have to learn how to win. They got this this year. Right. Next year's the year they're going to win.
Yeah, look at the Giants.
Yeah.
The Giants were in every game until now. They stink, but they were in every game, and then they don't know how to win.
Yeah.
Until you know how to win, you don't know how to win.
I still don't know if we could start it with practice to learn how to win. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to say, well, it was practice to
learn
how to win.
The Knicks are down double digits.
I get it.
They're going to the fourth quarter down.
It's a great win.
And found a way to win against a damn good team. And I thought that was a Game 7 situation. Now, I don't know what, you know, mental memory's like or muscle memory, that kind of thing.
Well, you just trust that you can do it.
Yeah.
You trust that you can do it because you've done it.
Well, the Mets practiced winning when they stormed the field after in spring training.
Yeah,
that's right. The World Series. It worked
out
great.
You mocked the Mets for that, actually.
I mean, who didn't? Baseball is so different, though.
Yeah, we're playing playing Fungo and celebrating a championship.
Well, they're practicing.
27 outs, woo!
As a Jet fan, you want to go all in on Mendoza?
That's the only quarterback I would take.
Would you move? Because there's a scenario where the Giants are picking number one and the Jets are picking four or five.
Yeah.
Would you give up all of our golden assets to the Giants to draft Fernando Mendoza?
Four first and a second? Is that what you're saying?
I would say, like, just trying to be fair, like, let's say the Indy first this year and let's say our first next year.
100%.
You would do that.
Yeah, because your theory has always been.
Plus the swap.
A draft pick is just a number. It's not a human being yet.
You're right. You're right.
So I'm giving you a piece of paper. For in return for a person, right? Now, look, I think Mendoza looks like the real deal. Size, all nonsense, personality,
he's a
right?
Nerd. He's kind of a nerd, though.
Which is okay. Eli was a nerd at the beginning, wasn't he?
Eli was just quiet. He wasn't a nerd. He was just quiet.
You know who the nerd example is? Tiki. He was a nerd.
Yeah, right, but Tiki was too good to be treated like a nerd. Jeremy Shockey didn't abuse Tiki. Jeremy Shockey abused Eli because he was a nerd. True, false.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Right. You're like, man, I just ran for 1,500 yards. How about you shut up? Yeah, you look, Mendoza's the obvious guy.
Right.
Did no way the Giants are trading with the Jets to give the Jets Mendoza.
You think so?
No chance that'll ever happen.
Why?
For the same reason the Yankees and Mets don't do deals.
I think it's different.
Could you just play it out, though?
I think the Giants are so desperate for talent. They've gotten so close. They're like right there. But they're pieces away. And if they don't do something, and they don't have cap space to do it in free agency this year.
Okay.
So it's either get it done via the draft or hope that somebody that they missed on turns into a good player.
All right, so let me ask you a question. If I told you that Joe Shane is still the general manager, would you make the deal and trust him to make the right picks?
No. Come on.
It's a collaborative
effort. Thank you, sir. Look, and I like Joe. Personally, he's a nice guy.
2 years were questionable.
Tough.
I don't care who the GM is. If the Giants don't take the best possible offer they can get for the... I don't care what team it is.
Yeah.
You have to take the best possible offer. The Jets are in a position to give them the best possible offer.
Well, it also begs this question.
Jets are desperate.
The Jets are desperate. The Giants need as many draft picks as they can get. They've got Dart. They've got to commit to Dart. And then they're set up.
Here's
and
a tough question to answer.
Help each other rise out of the muck. It's a great story.
See,
you would be all over that.
You think the Giants want to be responsible for the Jets' success?
Well,
or vice versa?
No, I think the Jets could be responsible for the Giants' success.
Yeah, neither team wants that.
Look, let's face it. The Jets, no matter who they take at there's nothing they can do to get right at quarterback next year. Even if they draft Fernando Mendoza, he's going to suck in year one.
Right.
The Jets can't think, hey, we're going to win 12 games next year. The Giants might be able to think that. And I think the Jets helping them via draft picks, trading for number one pick, if they finish that way, help the Giants advance to where everybody expects them to be.
Let me ask this question.
The Jets are just going to be, hey, we have a future.
That's probably some truth. I don't know the answer to this question, but it just popped into my mind. Maybe you guys do better than I do, because I don't have the answer. If Mendoza was coming out the same year as Dart, who would you pick?
Probably Mendoza.
Right.
Then part of the Giants take
it. And it would be an error.
You think so?
Yes.
Got it.
It may be
an error. Sold on Dart.
100%.
Got it. Okay.
I've tried to at least bring it up to them.
Yeah.
Like, not even endorse it. Just, hey, Giant fans, because I'm surrounded by Giant
Nobody
fans.
Liked it.
Hey, guys, what do you think of trading Dart and taking Mendoza? And they acted like I was an ogre for bringing it up.
I didn't know that you did that already.
And my point was, I'm not even telling you to do it. I'm saying, don't you have to think about it? You guys are going to have a three-win season.
You have to think about it.
Thank you.
I can't even...
I can't
explain it. Now, here's the problem.
Like, I can't even bring it
up. Here's the problem.
Come on.
When Eli was drafted, and he's just so quiet.
Yeah.
And nobody thought, oh, this is the guy. But over time, it took 3 years, 4 years. You're all of a sudden, you're like, all right, this is the dude. Like, he's the guy. You can feel it. Like, and it's not necessarily he's going to be the greatest quarterback. It's just... He had the ability to win.
He wasn't.
You know what I mean? No, he wasn't.
He
wasn't. But
he had 2 good years.
But he knew how to win.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And ultimately, that's all that
matters. Like zero playoff wins in a non-Super Bowl year.
Right.
15 years.
Not that's true. Can't argue that.
Right.
How many road playoff wins?
I'm just saying, like, Eli's great. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day.
Eli.
But
And you know what this all proves? Because I'm looking out for you. You know what this all proves?
What?
This guy knows sports.
Yes, of course.
He said he doesn't want to talk sports. He just wants to eat food. He knows sports.
No, we're going
to
do both.
And I'll walk him through it.
Prince Street Pizza Fridays are definitely coming back. I'll say that right.
What time are those pizzas coming in, by the way?
I'll get them here at about 1:30 for you.
Perfect. Yeah. That's my guy right there.
So you guys are all good. Look, Mendoza looks like the real deal. I tell you who screwed is, if you believe in your stock being up or down. I always pronounce his last name wrong. Pavia, the kid from Vanderbilt. Pavia?
Yeah.
If you could, if someone could have gotten that kid's ear and said, this is what you don't do when you lose the Heisman.
Don't go.
He's like the Spanish Johnny Manziel.
I'm telling you, this is why he shouldn't have went. I know that he finished second. He shouldn't have went. He knew he was going to lose.
Right.
Two things. He acted like an ass afterwards.
Yep.
But two, him standing next to Fernando Mendoza and whoever the other.
That's not his brothers.
He looked like
a tiny child.
Yeah, tiny.
Yeah.
A child.
Yeah, you look like Dylan Gabriel.
Exactly.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
And that, I think, affected him more than being an ass.
Yeah, because that picture, he's standing next to Mendoza and I think one of his brothers. Right. His two brothers are with him.
Yes.
And there's no way that kid's 6 foot tall.
No way. He's my height. He's 5'9" and a half.
5'7", whatever. It's all good.
Do we have a theme song yet for the show?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have an open.
Well, that's what I mean.
It's a Chris Stapleton song.
What? Chris Stapleton?
Bad As I Used To Be.
Oh.
You want to play it? I can't hear it. I have headphones on. I think
Tommy. Do you think Tommy is that prepared?
He's like, how do I get to Spotify?
Tommy's also realizing he doesn't have to run a board ever again in a couple of weeks.
No, that's not true.
No, this is PST right now.
How is that true?
You should have prepped him. That's your fault, Evan.
My fault.
That's your fault. You knew you were going to ask Craig about the theme song.
No, that's Craig's fault. He could have prepared them and said,
You know what?
Evan, you asked the question.
You put this on me?
Yes, you asked the question knowing that he would have a response.
No, I thought Craig would say, I don't have one yet. Yeah. We'll figure it out before we get on the air.
Do you remember what ours was?
It was a really good one. It was from the movie.
If you get that right, I'll...
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
In the name of the movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember this about me, Craig?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about
movies. What was the song,
Chris
Stapleton?
Bad As I Used To Be.
Bad As I Used To Be. Yeah. I think it's from the NASCAR movie, F1 or whatever.
It shouldn't be that hard to find it.
No, they didn't hear the name of the
song. I apologize. So sorry, fellas.
Yes, because nobody's
talking to them. It is called Chris Stapleton, Bad As I Used To Be. Go ahead.
Oh, the movie? It was the movie about the singer, and then he was really good.
The singer? Who played the singer?
And it was a really good movie. I think I cried in it.
Who played the singer?
Lady Gaga.
My man.
What's the name of the movie?
Come on. It was a remake of a Barbara Streisand movie, which was a remake of another movie.
Hold on. I think I got What would you give me if I get it right? Like a pat on the back?
Eternal friendship.
You sound like my son.
I thought we already have that.
We do.
A Star Is Born.
They told you. You're such a cheater.
Excuse me.
I'd have to look to my left to know that either Sean or Tommy told you the answer.
Sean definitely told you.
100%.
It feels a little different when someone gets the information.
What was the name of the song, though?
I don't remember.
Nah, you don't remember.
Nobody remembers the name of the song.
I think it was Black Eyes.
Yeah, you go Black Eyes. Yeah, sure.
Did you like this, Chris?
I don't think I've ever.
Did you say Black Guys or Black Eyes?
No, I said Black Eyes.
Tiki is in the room. It's offensive.
I act like I'm not here. I know I don't sound like it, but on
how often do you replay in your mind not one of your greatest football moments, but the completely horizontal catch in Staten Island in a charity softball game? Do you? Because I replay it over in my head frequently.
It gets referenced often.
It does.
It does.
Now, I guess the question for you guys would be, if we decide to bring back charity softball.
Yes, done. Kick your ass. Yes, done.
So maybe a friendly competition, show for show type of thing?
Why not?
Did you even have to ask the question?
Done and done.
Let's go.
But you got to bring your own celebrities. We'll bring our own celebrities to play with us.
Okay. Right. I'm really
Tiki
worried.
Tiki might be able to get an athlete.
Tiki just won the Derek Jeter golf event. I'm really
did you
worried.
Win it?
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice.
So while you
here's the question. How many drones did you bring back home?
No drones. Why drones?
DJI was the biggest sponsor of the event.
I know, but we...
Did you didn't get a drone?
No, I didn't think...
Because I'm on the phone with Kevin Connolly the whole time he's down there. Dude, if you don't bring me back a drone, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, he won closest to the pin.
Did he?
Yes.
What an average golfer at best.
It doesn't matter. Everybody else sucked. Ja Rule tried to kill somebody.
I saw that. Right at the camera,
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
He's teeing off. It's a... Closest celebrity to the pin.
Yeah.
And these stupid fans are lining up like we're PGA golfers. Okay. I'm not kidding. They're like where C-Mac is all the way down. And Ja Rule gets up there Chris Tucker is yapping at him, and so he's like, "I gotta focus, because y'all distracted me." And he swings, and it goes directly right.
I did see that.
Directly yes. right. Luckily, it only hit him on the elbow.
And I think it was have you ever done that,
Cameron? No, I have not.
I did that once. Nick Bonacani, may rest in peace, used to have a tournament for his son, you know, for paralysis
and you
research.
Hit somebody?
Down in New Jersey,
and you hit somebody,
and I hit it into the crowd. Not my finest moment. It's the worst thing you could ever do.
I do want to make sure of one thing.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you immediately said, "Hey, you guys up for charity softball?" I didn't even let you finish. I said yes.
Yeah.
So if Boomer changes his mind and wants to play, you're going to dump us for Boomer?
No, he's out.
He's out.
Mm. They're out.
So even if he changes their mind.
And here's the thing.
You're committed.
I think it's us versus you guys.
Okay.
Now, if Boomer wants to play, we'll draft him or not.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, he's a decent, slow-footed, flat-footed first baseman with a little pop from the left side.
I got BT, by the way.
Great, great softball player, by the way.
I got BT.
Yes. So that's, you
I mean,
okay
Daniel won't play for your team, that's for sure.
Here we go.
That was easy.
By the way, he's a great softball player.
Yes.
By the way, played at Marist, great baseball player. Who's
I did have the most hits that day, though, by
What'd
the way.
What'd you say?
I had the most combined hits in the entire softball tournament.
I'm glad.
I did, both games. Yeah.
This is what they're going to do with Tom.
He's got his own baseball cards. Hey, kids, guess what Daddy did years ago?
That's right. I framed the jersey.
Oh, I got to think who my first hour, pardon me, first round
I already know. I know your playbook. You'll have Rob Manfred. You'll have James Dolan. John Halama may throw an inning or two.
He did in the past.
Yeah. I'm aware.
Chris Christie comes to these events, right?
Chris Christie. Solid third baseman.
These days, the governor is closer with me.
Is that a fact?
No,
I thought
Craig.
He can't stand you because you just was awkward with him the
this.
Entire interview.
Although he does text Evan when Evan goes off on a ridiculous Mets rant.
He does
that and then calls me immediately to let me know how much he dislikes Evan.
He also, forget about listening to my he listens to the Rico.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Like he's
your level of Mets fan.
Yeah. So I'm just guessing if I asked him who would you rather play for, there's a chance he's going to pick me over.
He won't. I'll tell you why. Because one of the great things I'll say about Chris Christie, take politics aside, you believe what you believe. That is one of the most loyal human beings I know on this planet.
That's true. You're right.
And if I tell Chris Christie we're playing softball, he is my starting third baseman. He's batting fifth.
Nah, you're right. I know what he did. I'm out.
It's all good.
I tapped out already.
It's all good.
It's all right.
It was a nice fight. Wyatt tried.
He tried to steal one of my guys. Yeah. It's all good.
I did the best I could. Well, best of luck. I'm pumped up. Monday, January 5th.
That's it.
2 o'clock.
You want to do the rest of the show?
No, I got to go home.
I'm here till midnight anyway.
The traffic at the tunnel right now is ridiculous.
I'm here till midnight anyway. I'll hang out.
I got one question.
Yes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yankee playoff games?
Mm-hmm.
Are you staying till 7:30?
7:30.
That's all. It's
Monday through Friday.
I'm not staying till 7.
That's all I'm asking.
7:30.
All
right.
Oh, those conversations will be fun.
Yeah. I already had them. Yeah. You want to hear Chris solo? 6 to 7.
Yeah,
enjoy it now. Yeah. If we're doing a show from Yankee Stadium, second inning. Second inning. But look. SNY has been a great partner. We're going to continue on with SNY from 4 to 6. So we're looking forward to that. And they've been great and very gracious reaching out. And we're just going to have fun and, you know, figure it out as we go along and do what we do. And appreciate your guys' support and having you guys on with us. And I look forward to starting January 5th.
Always. Absolutely.
And are you going to bring us candlelight wings for our first show?
No.
Okay.
No.
Something.
Great. No.
Like,
no,
I bring
no
you
gift?
Candlelight wings?
Yeah,
like a gift, like a bottle of something.
Okay. Why don't you bring... You've been here 3 times already. You've been here for how many years have you been here?
19, going on 19 years.
I can tell you, I have a question.
This is familiar for you.
I know we have to take a break.
You're just moving into the house.
And I apologize for not taking the break sooner. That's the way it goes.
I'm not much better than you at that. Trust me.
So I want to know something. When I've heard the story that when you guys were going to be put together when I left.
Yes.
That you invited Evan over to your home.
I did.
And brought him down to actually have a man cave or a bar in the basement.
Yeah.
I want to know.
We have a COVID proper bar in our basement.
Which was good for him at the time. Meaning, yo, he's over here like the king, the peasants.
Yeah.
Throw me some whiskey. I want, was there, and I'm sure your beautiful wife and children said to you, Daddy and honey, what do you think? Is that really the guy? I want to know the honest first reaction. And since you guys are all good, like, what was the reaction? Like, oh my God.
No. See, he was joking, but he wasn't. I said, this is my people.
Evan's a nerd. In the moment, right there?
Evan is a nerd.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you guys play chess?
So am I.
Backgammon?
So am I. I'm a nerd, man.
I get it.
I just happen to be good at football. So I love the mind of this guy.
Got it.
I knew it right away.
Are you a presidential historian now as well?
Well, I have been.
He's pretty good, man. He's pretty good.
I'd love to know. When I went down the rabbit hole of the Buchanan guy.
Of course you did.
Of course.
James?
Yeah, the Buchanan. Like, why he's the worst president ever.
Yeah, he's the worst president.
Some might say a recent president was worse, but
well,
okay.
I mean, at least he didn't precipitate the Civil War.
That's my guy.
There you go. That's a tough one to overcome. Overcome right there.
I thought Franklin
like,
Pierce is widely considered one of the worst
presidents. Do you guys socialize?
Yeah, we go to Mets games.
No.
We go to sports.
You and
events.
Your wife, him and his wife.
My
you
wife
guys ever go out the four of you for dinner?
My wife has yet to meet Evan's wife.
So the friendship's bullcrap.
We go to sporting events.
Jersey. That's just because he feels bad if he wants to show you that he's one of the guys.
I never went with BT to sporting events. So
all I know is I asked you to go to a Met game maybe the first 3 times. You said no each time.
Yeah.
Done. I'm done. I'm out.
But we went to a game together in the SNY box.
Yeah, in the SNY suite.
And I stayed.
That's because you had to, because SNY invited
me. Also, exactly. We went to Yankee games together, too. You called. You were so nice to call us from the owner's box. It was you really made sure to make us feel at home. As you let us know.
I was like,
hey, it's
going to
rain. They told me. I'm sitting next to the owner. Enjoy yourself.
They hadn't officially canceled the game, and they told me it was canceled. So I called them and said, look, you better get going now. The game's canceled. Like, no, it's not. We're sitting here. No, yeah. Trust me. Yeah. The game's canceled.
But we went to the game together.
Right.
It was really nice.
Well, good seeing you guys. Likewise. I got to appreciate how this is difficult for some, and you guys included, and looking forward to being a part of the team again. And trying to make it past 2.5 years.
I appreciate it, but I got good news for you. Not that difficult for us. But thank you very much. I appreciate that.
My kids, not that difficult.
Evan's pumped
me more.
Yeah, you won't miss an event, an after-school event, or whatever they got going on these days. Yeah,
it's all cheer.
Just tell James Dolan on Monday, I'm his best customer. Okay.
Do you think he knows your name?
No, I think he's still disgusted by the fact that NetFan has season tickets.
No, he doesn't know.
I told him that one time.
You think he knows? You think he remembers?
Don't tell him that.
He does have that facial recognition.
He's going to cancel your tickets.
Actually, you know what? He's right. Don't bring it up.
We talked about one day at lunch, he and I were talking about having fun with Evan because he bought season tickets to the Knicks as a business proposition.
Yeah, of course.
Right? And to mock Knicks fans. Look at me. I'm the only guy on the radio station that goes to Knicks games.
Still do it.
And I'm a Nets fan.
Still do it. Right. Yeah.
I don't see anyone else going to Knicks games.
Yeah. And no one else does because no one else has.
We were going to have him kicked out of the building one day. Just to do it.
You should try that again.
I think I might. Uh-huh. I don't know how often you go anymore, but we'll see.
Oh, I go. And you're
going
first...
Sixers game tonight?
No, I'm going to Nets-Knicks in January. I'll be there for that big game.
You know, I want to go to the Sixers game and see the trophy.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Take a picture with the cup.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys can go see the cup.
You know that he has a bronze, I don't know what you'd call it, like a model
bust
of Kevin Durant's big toe that he keeps in his house, which cost him a championship.
No, you don't.
Yeah, he praised it all the time.
Nobody cares about the Nets. You don't need to bring them up. Yeah. Thank you.
I agree. All right, boys, be good.
All right. See you. Thank you, guys.
Monday, January 5th, and Big Mac will be on the radio in 2 short hours.
That's it. Right.
Beautiful.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.